In 2011, a beast quake took place at CenturyLink Field. It was a long touchdown run by Seahawk Marshawn Lynch, prompted such crowd fervor that there was a small earthquake registered. Well, now University of Washington scientists want to harness the so-called beast quake and use it to test some new technology. They've installed sensors in CenturyLink Field, and when the Seahawks take the field tomorrow, UW seismologists, along with all Seahawks fans, are going to be hoping for some touchdowns. John Vidali is director of the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network, and he explained to Jeannie Yandel what UW seismologists are testing for in CenturyLink.
We're testing a couple of things. One is the software to quickly give out the information of how the ground is moving. You can see the seismograms in almost real time with a delay of just 2 or 3 seconds. Another thing we're testing is whether our web interface can handle a lot of people looking at the information all at once, make sure it doesn't jam up as it did last year. A third thing that's actually up and running, although we haven't talked about it as much, is we also have the seismograms along the coast visible right next to the seismograms in the stadium. So if people are wondering if a magnitude 9 started 10 seconds ago, they can see that too, a capability they didn't have last week. And part of the reason we're doing this is to educate the public, to get them used to the idea of how earthquake early warning might work, you know, what a seismogram looks like, and where to look for information about earthquakes and the recent seismicity in the region.
I understand that tomorrow during the game, people will actually be able to track the activity that the sensors inside CenturyLink and outside CenturyLink that they pick up. Why are you making that available for people to track that?
Well, it's partly because we think it's more fun for people to see it as it happens. It's partly the novelty that you'll be able to see it on the screen just a second or two after it happens, where the TV has a 10-second delay, so you can see the roar of the crowd before the play actually happens on TV. And it's also practice for a useful application we're making, which is earthquake early warning. Because in earthquake early warning, the plan is to see the earthquake start with our instruments and warn people before the strong shaking reaches where they are so they can take protective measures and know what's happening.
I'm talking with John Vidali. He's a professor of earth and space science at the University of Washington, and he's also director of the Seismic Network. We're talking about three earthquake motion sensors that his team has placed within CenturyLink Field. They'll be collecting data tomorrow during the Seahawks game. What do you hope to learn from collecting data during tomorrow's game?
Well, the thing we're after the most is whether the system we have to distribute the information works. And if a lot of people look at the system, does it clog up and quit working? That's what happened some of the time last year when we broadcast the signals. Even those slow signals we had weren't able to deal with the demands of thousands of people looking at once. So this year we've basically reinvented the software. So we want to make sure people can see what's happening very quickly. We're, of course, interested in seeing, you know, the shaking of the stands and how much the ground under the stadium amplifies the motion. But mainly, you know, we are trying to test out the software. And this is also an exercise because we need to be able to put out instruments quickly when there's a swarm of earthquakes or volcanoes acting up or there's a big earthquake and we're watching for what comes next. So it's valuable practice to put out the instruments as well.
As I understand it, earthquake epicenters don't really run through CenturyLink Field. So how does this technology help you track actual geological earthquakes?
Well, so we're really using the hardware as an exercise. But, you know, it is a fairly standard practice to put instruments in a building and to see the response of the building to ground shaking, because you can see if the building's been weakened over time from shaking in past earthquakes or if it's settling into the ground. Also, you can see if the building just responding the way they engineered it. So records from within the structure are interesting to structural engineers. These instruments, you know, do tell us about ground response. We do experiments just like this to try to figure out how much the ground will liquefy when it strongly shakes in an earthquake, and what is the structure under the 520 bridge or the viaduct to see if it amplifies the motion. So we can look at this data a lot of different ways to try to understand the hazard in the region.
That's John Vidali, UW Professor of Earth and Space Science, and he also directs the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network. He was telling Jeannie Yandel how he and other scientists are using the beast quake to help them better track earthquakes. Now, if you'd like to watch the ground shake tomorrow and find out 10 seconds before the delayed TV field what's going on at CenturyLink Field, you can find a link to the Pacific Northwest Seismic Network at kuow.org.